We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro with General Manager Howie Roseman. And in 2013, the Eagles draft, it was such a success. The first three picks playing all 16 games, one of only two teams in the league to do so, Howie. So before we look at 2014, let's talk about 2013 and the success you had there. You got to feel good that that's part of the core of this team.
Yeah, no question about it. And even more importantly, when those guys reported back this year, and we always talk about the year one to year two jump, just seeing Lane, Zach, Benny, the way they've worked on their bodies in their effort to get even better. And we're really excited about those guys. Just to single those first three guys out, still Matt, Earl, the other group members of that group. But those guys were the three starters, and they're not sitting there going, I arrived in the National Football League, I was a starter as a rookie. They want to be better, and they got a chance to be really good players.
What happens between now and Thursday? How crazy is it? Is it nonstop? Is it draft day phone calls and trade scenarios and lining up the board?
For us, the last couple of weeks have been more about making sure the late-round guys, the priority free agents, are in order so we can just stack them and have our coaches kind of go through them and make some connections with those guys, because it's a hectic process after the draft. In terms of the top of the draft, we go through scenarios. We're not changing grades on guys at this point. You know, we're so used to the draft being in late April and kind of that process that we felt like we can get that part situated and then spend a lot of time making sure that the late-round guys were really taken care of as well.
You met the media a couple of days ago, and you really emphasized that the wide receiver class extraordinarily deep. So fans are fixated on the wide receiver position. Talk about what you have here now and potentially after draft weekend what you might have.
That's understandable. It's a fun position to watch. When we're evaluating guys and I see five guys I got to watch on a day and there's a receiver on the list, I'm excited to watch them. You know, you see them with the ball in their hands. You see their ability to score touchdowns. So it's understandable why the wide receiver position is so much fun. And then our offense, you know, having those guys in our offense. In terms of what we have here now, our priority in free agency was to re-sign our own guys and extend our own guys. And that goes at the wide receiver position. And getting Jeremy back and getting Riley back was important. You know, we felt like watching Jeremy last year in this offense, certainly we know him in this culture among this team. We thought it was a huge priority for us to bring him back. We think he's got an opportunity to be a really good player in our offense, in our scheme. And then Riley, we already know what he can do in this offense. We saw him. We saw his connection with Nick. We know what he brings to the table. So it starts with those two guys. And then you also look at some of our skill position players, and we talk about our skill position players as a group. Tight ends, running backs, wide receivers, and some of the versatility those guys have. And just in adding a Darren Sproles and his ability to line up in the backfield, in the slot, lining up outside wide. A guy like James Casey, Zach Ertz, those guys, their versatility. When you come out, you don't know where they're going to line up, their ability to be multiple and be versatile. And then obviously also we got some younger guys who have an opportunity here to step up. And then the draft will be big for us as well in adding to that group if we see the opportunity.
How do you feel about the defense heading into the draft?
Well, one, I think we go with our line. We start with our line, and you have our three starters, young guys who did a tremendous job, and the arrow's up on all of them. They continue to get better first year in a new scheme. They have all the traits we look for, extremely strong, extremely athletic, you know, have the right body types for us. Those backup guys that we have behind them, they have a great opportunity. The youth. You know, our defense line coach does a tremendous job with our younger players and teaching them what we're looking for. And then we look at our linebacker group, you know, returning all those guys, all the starters that we have there. And then again, another opportunity for young players to step up, take over those jobs. You know, we saw some of those guys last year, like Good, come in a couple games, start, play well. You know, obviously, Brandon showed his ability to play in a 4-3 and a 3-4 last year, get pressure on the quarterback. And then adding to the depth of our defensive backfield, we feel really good about our corner position, you know, having those guys who fit height, length, you know, speed, being able to play the kind of system we want to play, as well as, you know, having a guy, one of the most explosive players on our team, playing the nickel spot in Brandon Boykin. And then adding Malcolm Jenkins, a guy who can be a quarterback for the back end, you know, extremely good leader, extremely smart, has the ability to play in our system, has the corner background, and then looking for a jump from our younger players at the safety position in Nate and Earl.
Finally, Howie, we sit here a few days before the draft, and I know you're not going to give me a name, but just to give the fans a sense, in general, could you narrow it down to, I think we'll pick one of these three players, I think we'll pick one of these five players, I think there's a group of seven. I mean, is it, how is it?
Because of how I feel about you, I'm going to give you a little secret.
Thank you.
So what I do is I have five cards in my house of potential first-round picks, and I look at them every night. And I think when we talk after the draft, one of those five is going to be on our football team.
I love Let's it. Go. Show me before the draft on Thursday those five cards, and then I'll believe you. Howie Roseman, general manager, thank you very much, and good luck in the draft. We look forward to talking to you when the draft starts on Thursday. We've got full coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and it's the most exciting weekend of the offseason.
Thanks,
I love it. Thanks so much. Howie Roseman in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.